I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Authorities in Russia are vowing to find those who organized yesterday's subway bombings in Moscow. Here's how Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin put it today.
We know they're lying low now, but it's a matter of pride for law enforcement agencies to find them. I'm sure we can do it and scrape them from the bottom of the sewers and bring them to the light of day. I'm certain this will be done.
Investigators in Moscow say the attacks, which killed 39 people, were carried out by two female suicide bombers, and they suspect the women were linked to extremists in the northern Caucasus region, which includes Chechnya. Female suicide bombers have struck there before. Lindsay O'Rourke studies female suicide bombers at the University of Chicago. Lindsay, you've spent the last few years surveying all known female suicide attacks throughout the world since 1981. What stands out both about this attack yesterday and the pattern you see emerging in general?
Well, groups throughout the world seem to be using female attackers with greater frequency. I think it's because women attackers not only are more lethal in their attacks, but they're also important recruitment tools to further the group's cause.
And why are their attacks more lethal?
I think there's really three reasons. First, women generate less suspicion. Second, they're better able to conceal explosives on their body. Oftentimes, they will feign pregnancy or wear loose-fitting clothes. And third, they're subjected to more relaxed security measures and therefore can reach more secure locations.
So what are the figures actually like in terms of the kind of damage female suicide bombers have achieved versus male suicide bombers?
Well, across all groups, the average casualties for female attackers is 8.4, while the male average is 5.3. But for the Chechens in particular, the average is even greater. Female attackers kill an average of 20.9 individuals per attack, while the males kill 13.3. This is a 157% difference.
And are the women used for different types of attacks, different types of operations?
Yeah, interestingly, women commit 60% of suicide assassination attacks. Those are attacks where the target is a specific individual, even though they're only about 15% of all attackers. Actually, one in every four women is sent on a suicide assassination attack mission, compared to one in over 20 men.
So this really goes to our own perceptions of, in most places, presumably people are still on the alert for men and not women doing this stuff. I mean, it's just about how people perceive men and women differently.
Yeah, exactly. Even in situations where women commit the majority of attacks or a large percentage, they're still able to reach very secure locations. For instance, in Chechnya, women have been over 40% of the attackers, yet the groups are still able to use them to reach very secure locations, such as in the Moscow subway. And for instance, women have committed 8 out of the 10 attacks in Moscow.
Lindsay, are you saying that the Chechens have kind of perfected this use of female suicide bombers, perhaps more than other groups?
I think so. I think the Chechens have not only figured out how to use women for high-profile attacks, such as the 2004 aircraft bombing or Monday's Moscow subway attacks, but they've also figured out how to promote the idea that women are fighting on behalf of legitimate grievances in their home population.
And what is the position of these women inside these insurgencies? I mean, is there any evidence that these women are coerced into carrying out these attacks?
Although the Russian media has had many sort of high-profile cases where they claim coercion, in my research, I haven't found much evidence of that. In fact, women have been, you know, crucial components of both suicide terrorist attacks, but also other terrorist attacks, such as the Moscow theater siege or the Beslan school massacre.
Given this phenomenon, are there places in the world where people have adapted to the fact that women are carrying out these suicide bomb attacks and that the attacks do have a different character or can have a different character?
Yes. For instance, in Iraq, they've developed special programs to specifically look for female suicide attackers. They are training women to man the checkpoints because that, you know, helps overcome some of the traditional norms about, you know, approaching another woman's body. And I think that those are a good start to addressing the emerging problem of female suicide terrorism.
Lindsay O'Rourke studies female suicide bombers at the University of Chicago. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.